You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Now we're going to chat a little bit about breaking bad habits and behaviors in our lives that are not conducive to our physical and mental well-being. Whether it's giving up smoking, overeating on junk food, or excessive social media scrolling, or anything else, those habits can be hard to brush off, yet they are almost automatic in our lives. Well, today we are actually going to chat a little bit about what yoga sutras say about these habits or addictions, as we once again are joined by yoga teacher Dawn Blessert for this month's Off the Mat Chat. So nice chatting with you again, Dawn.
Thank you for having me back on.
Well, let's jump in with your area of expertise. What do yoga sutras or yoga teachings tell about this topic of, addictions, bad habits, negative habits?
One of the sutras, which is the sutra that I'm referring to, is the Yoga Sutras from Patanjali's Yoga Sutras. And it's in section 2.3. And these are the kleshas, the five obstacles or afflictions that can affect our lives. So that's when it talks about in that section about things that we class as obstacles or things that we keep attracting to. And one of the things that I was really looking at in this section, so these are called kleshas, and one of these sections is avidya. And avidya is a misknowing or a kind of ignorance. I think a misknowing is really kind of quite interesting, because we might not think it's a habit at first. It might be like every night you finish work, you stop off and you get your one bottle of wine. And then it might be that one particular night that the shop didn't have that bottle of wine, and how you felt when you couldn't have it. So then it's like a misknowing. You didn't realize it was becoming a problem. I think that's one way of looking at it. Or you have to have your cup of coffee every morning. And if you don't have your cup of coffee, maybe you run out of coffee that day, and then that's put you in a bad mood the rest of the day. So yoga talks about us self-inquiry and really looking at our own mind and our own self. So through meditation, quiet moments, we can take them time to reflect on.
Because that's the thing. If we are not very aware what goes on internally, because it seems that these habits or addictions become almost part of a routine, but we don't realize how much dependent we are on them.
Yeah. And the other one, which I really like as well, is Raja and Devesha. Raja is attracted to pleasure, so you're running towards pleasure, and Devesha, running towards hatred. And these, again, are afflictions or obstacles within the scriptures. So when we're always running towards pleasure, we don't have to think, when we think about things that we're attracted to or becoming addicted to, it could even be like we need that online shopping. We get really excited when the parcel arrives. We really get happy when we've got a new car. We're really happy when we've got a new phone. So we need that boost, so much of the happiness. And then within a day, we're unhappy again, because it's not sustainable.
It's almost like we're unable to find happiness with what we already have in our life. So we're continuously looking for it, but it's very short-lived.
Yeah. So again, and on the other sense, this Raja and Devesha, attracted to pleasure and, drawn towards hate. It's like, we could thrive on the drama. We always, we could go on about like the dramas in our lives, and we're thriving on that drama. It's why soaps are so, addicted to people, because we're thriving on the drama. It's why relaxation and meditation are so difficult to do, because you're spending time with your own thoughts. And we don't want to. So we're running towards these other things to fill our heart and our brain with. And we haven't, this avidya, this misknowing, we haven't even noticed our patterns.
It is really interesting because something I have been focusing a lot over the last year was actually this overuse addiction to social media scrolling, but very mindless scrolling, consuming content and filling my thoughts constantly, never sitting in silence, never giving myself time away from it. And I don't think I realized until I actually started introducing this time away from the phone and from the social media, how much time it frees up and how much less reactive it makes you. Because it's a little bit like when you're on a train and you're traveling somewhere and you don't have good reception and you keep getting annoyed because you're trying to open, I don't know, you're scrolling on a website and you're trying to refresh the page and you get frustrated and you can feel the anger sipping in your body, but it really shouldn't annoy you in that way because it isn't that important. But the notion that you might have to sit for that journey without your phone, without being able to continue this mindless activity, makes you very agitated.
Yeah, and this is where I say it's that attraction to the drama that you want to watch something that's massively not, you know, filling you with any kind of form of education, but you're just watching other people's lives, other people's dramas, and without even realizing that you're doing it. When I was researching what we were going to talk about, this is the sutra that come up. So this, a misunderstanding, our ego attracted to pleasure, attracted to pain. And a abhinivesha is this kind of fear of death or fear of things changing. So again, we, in other sense, is that we get so obsessed with this physical body and a process of aging because we're so attracted to it being one way. So we can then get obsessed with our body changing. And this is another thing that you then are going back, like you said, with the social media, that we're comparing ourselves with other people in the world that we have no knowledge of. And we're thinking that we're supposed to be like them. So I'm 50 on July the 30th. And that would be like me keep comparing myself to other yoga teachers that maybe are a lot younger than me, you know, or have a completely different lifestyle than me. It's about finding that contentment with inside you. Now, contentment is completely different than a staying in happiness. Contentment comes from deep inside yourself. So one of the things that I always say to people who come to my classes is, why are you creating these particular habits? What's going on inside you? So self-inquiry, self-study, to make you want to run towards one of these things. What is it? You have to sit with that and you have to follow it all the way back to find out the reason, the root.
No, I completely understand why you would do that. And it's definitely something with habits. Like, it's a little bit like, I feel a very simple one to use as an example is like, everyone knows smoking is bad. But until you identify or actually sit with it and really look at how it's impacting your life and why you want to give it up, you really wouldn't find the motivation in yourself to break something that perhaps you have been doing for many, many, many years.
Yeah. So within the yoga texts, it's this self-inquiry that I keep using. First of all, you have to realize yourself that you've got this. You have to want to make a change. So self-checks, it's like your garden or your housework. It won't just stay that way. You have to keep on top of it. So it's a constant self-inquiry. So it's like, Why do I get up straight away in the morning and have to check my phone? Why couldn't I just get up in the morning and stretch for, you know, 2 minutes, just have a little stretch, little inquiry in the body, then check the phone? So it's really small habits. Nothing like I'm going to get up in the morning and I'm going to bang out a 5K, because you won't maintain that.
No. I feel like people do kind of jump in with big lifestyle changes, and when they have a lot of time and then a lot of energy, they do it. But then life happens, like it always does. Things change. Maybe it's busier at work. Maybe it's busier with your family. Something has to give. So when you don't have these routines that are manageable, you can't continue this habit you're trying to build. And the easiest thing to do is fall back on this routine you already established, which would be an example, opening up your phone and scrolling first thing in the morning, or maybe doing that just before bed, or maybe eating excessively at night, or anything else that you feel like doesn't add value to your life.
The main source is RITIs, and RITIs are the whirling of the brain. So the RITIs are gonna start to whirl. So as you said, you know, you might have had a really good week, really been on your new lifestyle change, and then the RITIs step in. It's raining out. You don't want to go out for that walk this morning. You don't want to go out for that run. You want to have the strength to say, well, actually, it's really bad weather out there. I'm not going to do that. Maybe I'm going to do something in the house. So you'll have the strength to overcome a new obstacle, which is your own brain. Yeah. And as I say, if you start small, you can add more in or stay at the same level. Yeah.
Or sometimes it's a snowball effect. Sometimes introducing one good habit over time will just naturally lead to additional ones happening. Let's say you start introducing an extra vegetable with your dinner before you realize, probably naturally, you'll start gravitating to more of them.
Yeah.
And maybe you'll be like, oh, I have a glass of water with my dinner rather than a soft drink. It's almost like a trickle-down effect. But if you try and do 10 things at the same time rather than just one small change and then build upon it, you're not going to have a good foundation to support these habits in the future.
So this is where it's the lack of awareness might be the fact that It's not always a bad thing. It's not just the right choice for you. Yeah. So it might be that your relationship with alcohol isn't as good as somebody else's. So it's aware of you, that you're this individual person with these own thoughts and fluctuations within your mind and body. So if I'm saying it's not good for me, but it might be okay for you. And this is where you're aware of you. That's why I'm saying that I can't compare myself to somebody else, because I'm not that other person. So it's being aware of what's good for you and right for you. I love yoga. It's not right for everybody. It's not their thing. It's my thing. So these are your lifestyle choices, and it's what suits you as well. And that's sitting with you and being with you and spending time with you. And that's what yoga gives you and meditation gives you, or walking without your headphones on gives you. Just space and time to work out what's right for you.
Well, Dawn, I feel like that's such a wonderful note to finish on. And as always, you have so many resources available through your social media. So how can we keep up with what you're doing?
So Pathway Yoga is my yoga platform. On YouTube, I have lots of meditations and resources there. So it's Dawn Blazard on Pathway Yoga.
Thank you so much, Dawn. And of course, we're talking about a lot of bad habits or things you might be addicted to or struggling with. Now, some things are really, really hard to break. And if you feel like you're struggling with something you really want to change, and perhaps you don't think you can do it on your own, you can always reach out to your doctor, to your GP. You can get in touch and get some advice. There is support available out there. And of course, if you want to maybe learn a little bit more about meditation and listening to your inner self, as Dawn said, make sure to follow her on Pathway Yoga. But for now, Dawn, thank you so much as always for joining us for this month of the Mat Chat.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.